Hello everyone, I'm recording from a new location today, so hopefully the sound will be sufficient. This episode we will be hearing true encounters that happened in what we deem to be our safest place, our comfort and protection from the cold world, home. A huge thank you to our contributors for this episode. Gingerbread_Bloke, Shadow Ultra 5, and a previous contributor who I appreciate being a listener since the beginning. Thank you, NerdPrincess18. So, arm your home security if you think that will help. And get ready for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
So this happened over the span of around a year when I was 15 or 16. I'm 20 now, and it only recently has been revealed to me how screwed up this situation really was. I was obviously still living at home at the time, but my sister, who is 7 years older than me, had moved out. She was living with her now husband, their high school best friend, and some other dude they met via one of those find a roommate sites. He was kind of the reclusive, nerdy type, much preferring to hide in his room watching Star Trek and playing other computer games than to actually hang out with the roommates. And the only person he ever really seemed to want to be around was his similarly shy and nerdy girlfriend. For a little context to the story, at the time this happened, he was 28 and she was 24. They were both a little weird, but initially seemed entirely harmless. For ease of telling the story and for saving on characters, the friendly roommate will be FR, the weird roommate will be WR, and his weird girlfriend will be WGF. Now, my sister and I have never really had the best relationship with our parents, and at this point things were especially rocky. Our mother was dating a guy who was, to put it kindly, an abusive sack of crap who seemingly loathed me and would find any excuse to go off at me. As a result, I spent a lot of time staying over at my sister's place. It was around the time I'd spent a lot of time there that WR and his girlfriend WGF started to get really strange. As I said earlier, the pair of them were always kind of odd. They only ever seemed to want to speak to each other, and would even go as far as to ignore anyone else who spoke to them. WGF was worse than WR for this by a mile. He would at least give you a monosyllabic response most of the time. She had kind of a creepy habit of just blankly staring at you for a couple of seconds and then walking away if you asked her a question or tried to engage her in conversation at all. This isn't the really weird behavior, though. When I would stay over, I'd sleep on the futon in FR's office space, which was on the ground floor. It happened to be next to the downstairs bathroom, which for some reason WGF vastly preferred to the upstairs one. She would take long showers in the middle of the night, which is whatever. I'm a pretty heavy sleeper and she wasn't the shower singer or anything like that. So I generally slept right through them. One night, however, I stayed up mega late doing revision and homework and happened to be awake after she finished her shower. I was too absorbed in my task to really pay attention to anything else, but I definitely noted hearing the shower shut off because that was my indicator to know how freaking late it really was. Approximately 10 minutes later, I look up from my laptop and there she is. I always kept the door open just a crack because that room tended to get unbearably hot if I didn't. And she was just standing there, outside the room, but naked, watching me through the open crack in the door. I said her name and asked if she was okay, which seemingly startled her because she walked away pretty sharpish. I convinced myself that in my over-caffeinated, sleep-deprived state, I'd imagined the whole thing and didn't mention it to anyone. Fast forward around a month, and I head over to my sister's one night to find FR kind of agitated about what he perceives to be a peeping Tom problem. He found fingerprints on the outside of his office window in such a way that would imply someone had been pressing up against the glass and looking in. The blind in this room was slightly too small for the window, so you could see in from the outside if you looked through at the sides. And the room was on the front of the house, and the window was easily accessible from the street. He'd become concerned that some random passing pervert had been spying on him while he was having a private moment, so to speak, in his office, or else some potential burglar had been sizing up the joint. The police were called, but as they didn't have any external closed-circuit television at this point, no evidence could be provided and ultimately not a lot could be done. To combat this escalating further, FR installed both internal and external CCTV on the house. This was installed whilst WR and WGF were away on holiday, and I guess everyone just forgot to tell them about it. Another couple of months later, I go to my sister's to find WR's room empty and informed that he has moved out. Of course, I asked why. I was informed simply that he and WGF were a pair of freaking creeps, quote unquote, and that the others had collectively decided to kick them out. Apparently, her watching me through the office door was not a one-time incident. The CCTV footage showed that she regularly made a habit of standing and watching me through the cracked door, sometimes for as long as 20 to 30 minutes. I was just usually asleep when she did it. Not only that, but the fingerprints on the window had quite apparently been from WR standing outside and watching me after I'd showered and was hanging out in just a towel, which was a less regular occurrence, but apparently was caught on camera enough times for it to be concerning. As if that wasn't weird enough, I was recently hanging out with my sister and her husband, and he passed comment about how he wishes they'd told me the full story at the time so I could have chosen to press charges. I asked what he meant by that, and he revealed that not only had they both been secretly watching me, the CCTV also showed they'd mess with food and stuff that I bought, including clips of him licking all of my apples, her spitting into my orange juice, even dumping regular cow's milk into my lactose-free stuff, which explained why I had a period of feeling really sick out of nowhere. To top it all off, apparently when FR barged into their room to confront them about it, he not only found that several shirts I thought I'd misplaced elsewhere had been stolen by the two of them and literally hung up on their wall, she had done several drawings of me sleeping and written a poem called Ode to My Name, whose contents I don't know and don't really want to know. Apparently, FR gave them an ultimatum of, "You have 2 hours to get the hell out of this house and never contact me or any of us again, or I'm calling the police. And they took the former option. They've never tried to contact me subsequent to this, but I feel sick thinking of what they were potentially planning. So this is something that happened about a year ago, and it still freaks me out to this day. I'll try to explain it as best I can. For a bit of background, my sister and I lived together in a house that our parents own. At this time, we lived with two people we found off of Flatmates. For anyone who doesn't know, it's a website to find housing or rent a room. We both still live here, but we asked the other two to move out because they seemed unfamiliar with the process of locking doors, and our personalities clashed a fair bit. For an idea about the layout of the house, my room is right next to the front door. There's the kitchen and the living room in the middle near the back door, and my sister's room at the back of the house. To get to the backyard, you have to either go through the back door, through the house, or go around the outside. One day, I was at home on a day off, enjoying the peace and quiet of having the house to myself. I listened to music, did some cooking, and treated myself to a little pampering. I realized I had run out of face wash, so I went to my sister's bathroom to see if she had any. We used to have fights as kids because I had nicked her makeup or worn a top of hers, but I figured since we were full-grown adults now, she wouldn't mind. I know this information probably seems irrelevant, but it will make sense soon. Now, my sister was a manager at a restaurant, so her coming home really late or not at all was standard. Between a lot of work hours and socializing, I didn't see her that much. But on this night, she came home when I was already tucked in and asleep. The next morning, I woke up to a message from her in the early hours asking if I went into her room. There I am thinking, how did she know that? So I answered and said, yeah, I was looking for some face wash. She said, oh, that's all right. I asked you if you were okay, but you didn't answer, that's all. Also, can you close my bedroom door next time and keep the back door locked? I found it wide open this morning. Have you connected the dots? So, obviously, I was completely freaked out by this message. I had only gone into her room during the day, when she wasn't there. I told her that I never went into her room during the night. Of course, she thought I was messing around. In all seriousness, I told her that wasn't the case. I asked her if she knew if the other two housemates were home last night, just covering all bases. She said neither of their cars were there when she got home, which they confirmed they had stayed at their partners' houses that night. If it wasn't me, and it wasn't one of the others, who was sneaking around through our house and in her room? As I said earlier, the housemates had a bad habit of leaving doors unlocked at night and during the day when no one was home. Since we lived in an area that isn't the greatest, locking the doors has always been a thing we double-check. Personally, I was always a bit sus on the two housemates. We did not know them. We did not know what their background was. I'm not going to place blame or assume they had anything to do with it, but who's to say they didn't? After all this, they still never locked the doors. Not long after this happened, they moved out and a couple of close friends moved in. They were and still are really good with locking doors and making sure everything is safe. 2 months ago, one of the new housemates used the garage as a work/storage space where he kept his computer, tools, motorbike, surfboard, and stupidly the keys to his van. All of these were stolen on the one night the gate to the garage was not locked. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. My house is a target for creepers. This story takes place when I was around 10 or 11 years old. Maybe a little older. I have a rusty memory when it comes to ages or specific dates. I've mentioned in previous stories that my mother and father were both deputies. Damn good ones. Let me just give you a little history leading up to this specific story. There are two men in this story that I will refer to as Billy and Rusty. Obviously fake names for my mother's sake. Well, Billy was a jailer, and I'm not entirely sure who Rusty was besides a piece of crap and Billy's friend. My mother had been alone with Billy, considering she was a cop and he was a jailer. It was not uncommon. He ended up groping my mom in some manner. I'm not sure all of the details because she was uncomfortable talking about it. She ended up filing sexual harassment charges on him, leading him to harass and stalk her for months with the help of his trusty piece of crap best friend. This included comments about my brother. He's half black, and my dad immediately adopted him when mom and him got back together because his dad was absent, and he has never treated him any different than me and my sister. In fact, I did not know we were half siblings until I was much older. I thought he was my dad's, even though my dad is white. They would talk about him being an abomination, the dark child, just to get my mom to react, but she didn't. I can remember nights when my dad would be on duty and mom would randomly come and get us in the middle of the night, take us into her bedroom, lock her bedroom door, and sit there with her gun while they sat in the street. We lived out in the country, in lawn chairs, just watching our house for God knows how long. I remember this happening several times. We are unsure of how long they were watching the house, but it wasn't every day. There were several times, before we noticed them lurking, where we would walk out back and climb into the window because they would forget our keys and the back window did not lock. It happened so often that we had a spatula with it to open the window. Again, we had no near neighbors, so we were comfortable doing this. At first, we started noticing little things like keys missing and then appearing on our wood stove out of nowhere. But we're a family of firm ghost believers, so we immediately blew it off as a haunting. Which we do believe our house was haunted, but looking back now, I could easily blame it on the events I'm getting to. The stalking and events seemed to stop out of the blue, and it all calmed down again. My mom ran down the road to get Amazio's pizza. Me and my brother, whom is 2 years younger than me, were home because we didn't feel like going. We were super mature for our age, and I was damn near a teenager, and it was a different time then. Please keep any parenting comments to yourself. I had all the doors locked and I was watching TV in the living room. I heard a faint knock on the door and immediately shushed my brother. We didn't want people to know that it was kids' home and no parents. My brother never heard the knock, but his hearing isn't the greatest. It seemed to stop when we didn't respond. I looked out the window and no one was there. As I sat back down on the couch, I was contemplating calling our mom on our house phone. She had a razor, but we didn't have family cell phones at this time. Just as I was getting up to get the phone, I heard the spatula against the window. I grabbed my brother, the house phone, and ran to my mom's room and locked the door. We ran to her bathroom and sat in the shower. I called the jail because I dialed 911 too quickly and the call didn't connect for whatever reason. We are obviously close with all of the cops in the county. They were at the house quicker than my mom was, and they got in and no one was there. They did a walkthrough search and then left. They did, however, find planted drugs in several of our kitchen cabinets. Every cabinet in the house was open. We obviously knew who did it, but I'm unsure if they ever found evidence of it or not. Well, that's when everything seemed to stop. I guess that was too close of a call. They had such a hatred towards my brother that I am terrified to think about what would have happened if they had found him home, or even me. A couple of months later, we moved to the house down the road and everything was normal. We had a Rottweiler named Ozzy that we rescued. We weren't experiencing stalking or harassment. It seemed like they dropped off the face of the earth. Until one day, my dog randomly grew ill. He ended up dying. We thought maybe parvo, but he was up to date on his shots and didn't have the symptoms. So Mom grew suspicious. She had his water and food tested, and it turns out that somebody put antifreeze in his water. We have our suspicion, but no proof. We ended up moving several towns away. So now that we are back in the county, Billy and Rusty, I hope for your sake, we will never meet again. I just moved into a new home this week, so I'm not sure why I chose to narrate these particular stories. I guess I just like to torture myself. Thanks again to our contributors, and please make sure to follow me on my social media listed. I'm frequently on Twitter and Instagram, and I'm always looking for new stories. Please send them to nightmaresocietyradio@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, stay safe.